What's up, guys? Today, we're going to be talking about authenticity and values and why it's important to stand for what you believe in, even in a world where people often fall into the trap of like people pleasing or following the crowd, and also like helping you explore what your values are and like how to stay grounded in those, because life is too fucking short to be fucking people pleasing out here, okay? So we're gonna get into it. It might get deep. We'll see. So the definition of values to me are core beliefs that essentially guide your behavior and your decisions. So things like honesty, integrity, you know, compassion, independence, growth, creativity, vulnerability, and so on. And a lot of the times, like for me, after going through like so much like transformative shit, I can't be around people that do not have the same values as me, because it gives me like almost like physical discomfort to even be around those type of people that either don't have the same values as me to a point where it's like so extreme, to the point where it's like complete opposites, or they're so naive and so unaware of the lack of values that they have, and they're just kind of like walking around willy-nilly. And it's like, if you're one of those people, cool, but it's like I physically can't do it anymore. Like I've reached a point where being around people that radiate energy that makes my authenticity feel like it's being questioned or like challenged is of no fucking go for me. Like, it's just intolerable. That's why it's like I've been through a whole bunch of fucking shit where it's like I've had to sit in the feeling of being so uncomfortable because I was pretending to be someone who I was not, or not speaking about something that I truly felt, you know, otherwise on. And it's like, now that I've finally become aware of what my values are and stand so firm in them, I don't accept anything less than, you know, reciprocation, if that makes sense. And it's like, I'm not asking for much. I'm just asking for what I can, you know, provide. So it's like, if I ask for honesty, communication, compassion, empathy, that's the shit that I can provide. So it's like, I'm not asking for more than what I can give out. And it's like, I stand firm in that. And it's like, if anyone tries to like smother that part of my authenticity or those parts of my values or those values that I believe in or stand firm in, I'm not about to fucking sit here and tolerate that shit. So I would gladly bounce. And I used to people please so much or chase people. And then also that's part of like attachment wounds and stuff like that. And it all ties into it. People pleasing is definitely a big piece of some sort of attachment wound, whether that be abandonment, you know, perfectionism is a type of abandonment wound, because it's like, if you're not perfect, you're perceived as less than, and less than didn't get you the love that you craved. So it's like you had to perform to 100% all the time so you could get that attention and, you know, that praise, which was you feeling validated. So, but yeah, anytime it feels like, whether that's relationships, jobs, friendships, even like fucking restaurants, like if I feel uncomfortable to the point where it's like I can't be me, I'm fucking gone. Because it's like, if I can't be me, then who am I supposed to be? Like, what the fuck? And it's like, authenticity is about being true to yourself even when it's uncomfortable. Hold on. And I know I just said I typically remove myself from places where it's like my authenticity isn't, you know, valued. It's different. The uncomfortable feeling is what you need to sit in when it comes to being viewed by the outside eye, like public, you know, friends, family, stuff like that, where it's like these thoughts and perceptions of you are going to be different by every single person. But the part where I was saying I'm going to leave is that when it gets to a point where it's like, if you can't even show up to like as yourself, and like words are being said or actions are being taken out against you because you're being yourself, then no, fucking remove yourself immediately. We don't got time for that bullshit. But sitting in the uncomfortable feelings, sitting in that uncomfortable feeling fosters self-respect and mental well-being and meaningful relationships, because it's like, if you're staying attuned or in aligned with who you truly are, then you attract things or people that are also doing the same thing for themselves. So it's like anytime you people please, you're just shifting the pieces of the puzzle that the universe has been put in store for you. And it's like every single time you do that, it just sends you back. I kind of like to think of it as like the red pill, blue pill type thing. When you're offered or you're presented with like situations where it's like you can either take the blue pill, and the blue pill is, you know, staying true to your authentic self and changing the cycle of what you've been going through, or take the red pill, people please, and go through the exact same cycle until you get presented with that same problem again. It might come up, you know, it might come up wearing different pants the next time, but it's the same type of situation where it's like it's making you choose between standing up for yourself and, you know, staying true to your authentic self, or people pleasing and like not staying true to yourself and letting the judgment or the fear of not fitting in change your course of what you would have done if you were to stay true to yourself. So living authentically means are aligned to your actions and decisions and behaviors with your own personal values. And that shit should not change. Like that should not change regardless of what anybody says. Because like I was talking about in the first podcast, everybody's viewing things differently from their own perspectives, and they're not viewing things from your sets of values, which makes up your identity. So it doesn't matter what, you know, your best friend says, or your mom says, or your dad says. If you feel like something is for you, and if or something is not for you, then act in alignment with that. Because at a certain point, once you start listening to everybody else or, you know, different people's opinions, you're living your life by other people's terms. You're not living your life on your own terms. So it's like you get to decide whether you live your life for other people, live your life, or you live your life for you. And it's like people pleasing can, it can fucking tear you down, dude. Like it can send you into such a deep spiral to the point where it's like it becomes your normal. And then it's like you reach a breaking point to where you look back and you're kind of like, what the fuck have I been doing my entire life? Like where was I at? Like the loss of identity, the emotional burnout, the constant dissatisfaction with who you are or where you are in life because you've been listening to other people or because you've been acting in alignment to things that are not your sets of values or that are not, you know, who you are authentically, can send you down the darkest road and you'll be lost and you'll have no idea how the fuck to get back to yourself. And it takes like a long time to like dig your way back up from that hole that you just dug into yourself. And I've had multiple situations like recently where I was presented with situations where I could either act in alignment with who I am. It was mostly shit that I did not agree with, or, you know, follow into the shit that they were telling me to do and acting in alignment to their beliefs and their values and this, that, and the third. And like in the past, I would definitely people please. Like it was the easiest option just to like not cause drama. But like now it's like I was saying, like if I can't be me, who the fuck should I be? And it's like, people are like, even when it comes to a job, it's a fucking job. Like for me, this just might be different for me because it's like I very much truly believe in like a job is a job. And it's like, especially if you're unfulfilled in working jobs like I am, where it's like this does not fulfill me purposefully, is that even a fucking word, purpose wise where it's like I don't even like working for other people. And it's like the fact that they were telling me to do something that was way out of alignment with what I valued. And it was like, to give you context, it was mostly like doing stuff that was like super, super pushy on customers where they were like, you know, almost manipulating them into buying something they may or may not have wanted to buy. And it was like, I don't like that shit because it's like it gives me like physical discomfort to the point where it like, it almost hurts to do something that does not align with what I value and who I am. And it's like now I don't give a shit if it's about my job. A job is a job. I can get a fucking different one. And it's like me identifying that they're doing shit that acts out of alignment with who I am just says that that's not the job for me. But regardless of that, and like in the past, when I didn't have all this like awareness and emotional intelligence and shit, I was just letting shit, you know, fly by, push me over, do that, this and that. And And it was also because like I didn't have as much of an open eye to like the possibilities that you can have in life. Like, you don't have to work a job your entire life anymore. Like, that's not something you have to do anymore. And beforehand, when shit was happening in my job, I would just stay there and like let it happen. Now, the slightest, like, if an event happens where it's like so far out of alignment with who I am as a person, I'm fucking gone. Because it's like, life is too fucking short to be miserable and sitting in relationships or jobs that don't make you feel valued for being who you are. Or if it gives you like some sort of physical discomfort to sit in that inauthenticity, fuck no, absolutely not. I also want to point out that like recognizing that the fear of rejection or conflict is the driving force behind people pleasing. Because it's like, people pleasing is you being afraid to be or stand in who you are because you're afraid of not being included in the quote unquote pack. And not being included comes with a whole bunch of other fears. So it's like, oh, people are going to hate on me, this, that, and the third, where it's like, we're not in caveman times anymore. It's okay. First of all, the goal is not to be liked by everybody, and it is also not realistic. The more that you act in alignment with who you are, the more you attract other people that do the same and have the same values as you do. I actually went to an event from another one of my favorite podcasters. His name is Leo Skeppy. He was doing his tour, and he was talking about how you need to turn on your light, and turning on your light is the effect of a nuke going off. And anytime a nuke goes off, the cockroaches fucking scatter. And it's like the light is a symbolism for you staying on and you staying you, like regardless of whatever the fuck happens in life. And it's like, the roaches don't like the light. Like, they like to hide in the dark. And it's like, now that you're walking around so full of light and like shining unapologetically, means that they're gonna fucking run and hide in the dark. But every single time they run, it's going to be presented with a different reason why they're running, or a different emotion that projects to you because they don't like that you're standing so true into yourself. So whether that be, you know, sadness or anger, or, you know, them lashing out at you, calling you names, a lot of people will sit in those people-pleasing emotions or actions. And it's like, some of them don't like to see people that stand so strong in their beliefs and speak the opinion of their mind, not giving a fuck what anybody else thinks. And that can promote, you know, jealousy or, you know, bitterness about how they feel about themselves because they haven't been doing that their entire life. So then they might lash out at you because you're actually doing what they've been wanting to do their entire life. So anytime you keep your light on, they fucking scatter. So it's like, you need to sit, like I was saying, sit in that uncomfortableness to the point where it's like, unless someone starts to talk fucking crazy, then you fucking check their ass. But if it gets to a point where it feels uncomfortable to be you because of the perception of how other people are thinking about you, that's what you need to sit in. But I'm not saying like tolerate bullshit. Like, when it gets uncomfortable to the point where you're being berated or, you know, cussed out and shit like that, oh, hell no. Fuck no. Absolutely not. Leave. That doesn't matter. You don't tolerate disrespect like that. But I'm saying you need to sit in the uncomfortable feeling of the possibility of being rejected or not. Because at the end of the day, if they reject you, who gives a shit? I said this to my friend last night when we went to go get tacos, and he was like, how some of his friends were like shitting on him for having like a low body count, or like just making judgments about him where it was like he had different values than they had, and they were almost kind of like shitting on him. And I was like, who gives a fuck if they don't like what you do? I say this to people all the time. It's like, I don't give a fuck if you don't like me. I like me, so eat shit. Like, I don't really care. And it's like, if you have different values than me, cool. But if it's like, if it gets to a point where you're calling me names and doing XYZ, which is expected because, like I said, that can be a form of jealousy or some sort of projection that they've been putting on you because they've been wanting to do the same thing their entire life, that's cool. Like, you can have, like, people can have different opinions, but as soon as you come at me sideways, then it's over. Like, you don't, no, absolutely not. But in terms of staying true to your values, you need to reflect on what truly matters to you. And that takes a lot of like time and effort. Like for me, it was through journaling and like reflecting on like a lot of like past instances and experiences that I had. And I really like had to sit back and be like, why did I get so angry when this person did this or when this person said this? And it was like, it was almost kind of like one of those, you know, those little like murder posters where it's like, there's like the thumbtacks on the board and there's like red ties connected to the thumbtacks. I was kind of like doing that with like my thoughts and instances. And like, I was connecting it to like core values. So like authenticity, honesty, you know, things like that. And it's like, it was more so like a step-by-step process of like retracing my steps through like all the past experiences that I had. And it really came down to like a good 3 to 6 core values. And if you identify those core values, it really brings a lot more clarity into decision-making and understanding why you do the things that you do and feel the things that you feel when certain things arise in certain instances. Because if it's like, if you don't have a set definition or defined set of core values, then you just kind of do things like in question. Like you do things, you may not be consistent in doing the things that are truly aligned to you, because sometimes you might like let things slide and stuff like that. Like you might let it slide because there's no real set definition. And since there's no real set definition, there's nothing you can firmly stand on because it's not clearly defined. So you need to clearly define your values so you're able to stand firm on them at any given time. Like it doesn't matter who it is, and it voice that to them as well. Like people aren't going to like certain things, especially if you have been people pleasing for so long and you immediately switch and start stating your boundaries. People aren't going to like that. The roaches are not going to like that. They're going to be like, well, what the fuck? I was cool in this, you know, crawling around in your mind, but now you're not letting me fucking do that. Yeah, they're not going to fucking like that at all. So you need to set your boundaries. And it's like, if they don't like it, they can kick shit. Who gives a fuck? That just means that person wasn't for you to begin with. And a lot of these people might be your close friends or like your close relatives or like coworkers that you're really cool with. And it's like, they've been doing stuff that like have been kind of triggering you, but you haven't really said anything because you don't want to cause conflict or whatever. It's like I was saying, you pick your poison. I was saying this to my friend yesterday as well. It's like, you need to pick your poison. You either act in alignment with who you are and maybe cause conflict or maybe not, or sit in those uncomfortable feelings and continue to act in ways that you don't really feel that are true to yourself. So pick your fucking poison. Because I got to a point where it was like, I'm fucking done. Like it irks my soul. Like it makes me feel like my skin is burning whenever I do something that does not align with who I am. And I said, I didn't even say it to myself. I just like internally made a decision to never do shit that is out of alignment with who I am. I'm never fucking doing it again. And I will very, very strongly set my boundaries with people. Even with one of my friends, where it was like, he was the type of person that kind of disappeared whenever he got into a relationship. And at a friend standpoint, that didn't really sit right with me. And it's like, he the complete 180 from like always talking, always doing this. And like I get, like, once you get in a relationship, a lot of your time has to go towards the significant other or the person that you're dating. But to a point where you completely go ghost and go zero, I was like, that doesn't sit right with me. And it's like, he kept stepping his way in and out of my life whenever he pleased, not taking it into account of how it made me feel. And I told him, I was like, look, I get that you're in a relationship, but it's like, you need to be aware of that as soon as you got into one, you were completely going ghost. And it wasn't just me, he was going ghost on all of his friends. So I was like, that's not something that sits right with me. It's like, you don't get to decide when you come into my life. When you choose, it's like a friendship is a two-way street. So it's like, you give and I give, you receive and I receive as well. So it's like, if you're not going to be a second part or be a helping hand in the relationship between us and our friendship to keep this friendship alive, then I don't want you coming in and out of my life, because every single time you leave and come back, I'm just kind of confused. You see what I mean? So it was like, no, this is not happening. And if you do it again, don't talk to me again until you have your shit figured out. And he did it again. And I was like, okay, cool. He tried to come back again. I was like, no, I told you the first time and you did it again. So absolutely fucking not. You need to stand so fucking firm in your boundaries to the point where people are like, oh, he was fucking serious. No fucking shit. That's the whole point of a boundary. And it's like, people like to, you know, water down their boundaries. You need to fucking stand so strong in that shit and make it clear. And you can allow them to come back in once they figure their shit out, if you please, if that's, you know, something that you would like to do. But you need to set boundaries. Like, it can't be unhealthy to the point where it's like almost like gaslighting or manipulation, where it's like, oh, you can't wear this or you can't do that. No, this is what I value and I'm not making you do this, but in order for me to keep you around, this is something that I don't like. And if you don't like that, cool, we can go our separate ways, but I'm not forcing you to do anything. And you stand on that. Don't water it down. Don't do anything, because if something bothers you, something fucking bothers you. Don't let people try to gaslight you or manipulate you into thinking that what you value isn't okay because they don't value the same thing. Okay, that's just something you don't value and something I value. Cool, we have separate values. That just means you weren't my person. Goodbye. What the fuck? No, don't let people try to manipulate you. Absolutely not. And a lot of people, I used to be naive to it, but now I catch manipulation and gaslighting like it's fucking white on rice. Like, I see that shit through so much now. And it's like when people like explain stuff to me in stories and like they just kind of glaze over it. And I'm like, wait, what did you just say? And I explain to them that what they just said was kind of manipulative, and they're like, I didn't really think of it like that. And I'm like, yeah, you need to stand firm on your boundaries and don't let people try to water that shit down. If something bothers you, then it bothers you, and if they don't like it, they can eat shit and kick rocks. Who gives a fuck? That just means they weren't your person. And it's like, a lot of people have issues with having the confidence to stand their ground, and it's like, why? Again, the question comes back to, if you are not supposed to be you, if you cannot be you, who the fuck are you supposed to be? And if you can't defend yourself, then who are you trying to defend? The version that other people want you to be? Then that's not you, is it? No. You need to practice saying no without guilt and understanding that you can't please everyone. Pleasing everyone isn't the goal, and it's also not realistic. And we've been programmed to be liked by everybody from fucking school. And it's like, oh, everyone's cool. Everyone's like, if everyone was cool and your friend, there was no issues, no nothing. But say like this one person, you didn't like this one person. You were kind of like outcasted from the group. You didn't get invited to recess. You didn't get to sit with people at lunch. You didn't get to, you know, go to the parties and stuff like that. And it's like, we've been programmed from school and then also like biologically through our ancestors from, you know, actual survival. If we were excluded from the pack, we would literally die. So it's a bit of a hardwiring process that you have to change, but you need to practice saying no without guilt and understand that you cannot please everybody. And it's like, we're adults now. This isn't high school where it's like, oh, you can just kind of, you know, be in the group just to be in the group and not feel alone. Who gives a fuck? It's okay to be alone if you're acting in alignment with who you are. You're not going to be alone forever. You have to strive for the right thing slowly instead of the wrong thing now. Just because you don't have the right people that you want to be around in this moment doesn't mean you never will. So keep acting in alignment with who you are and your people will find you. You will find your people. But I also want to talk about, you know, flexibility, like the difference between rigidity and standing firm in your values. And sometimes, like, yes, you can stand firm on your values to the point where it's like, I'm not budging. And let's say they try to come back, but then there's more backstory behind as to why, you know, boundaries were crossed. And it was a really in-depth type of situation where there was a lot of nuance that came into play. Depends on the context of why the boundary was crossed. And the only time, I would say for me personally, the only time I would allow someone to come back into my life when they crossed a boundary or when they did something that was, you know, so out of alignment with the values of who I am, is if they really grasp an understanding and show empathy what they did and why they did what they did, and apologizing correctly. And like, it has to be like a good apology. It can't be that, oh, I'm sorry, like, that you felt that way. No, you can eat shit if you talk to me that way. Absolutely not. It has to be a very, very, very thought out apology, because when people don't understand, like if they don't grasp onto the awareness or take ownership for what they did, and they're just kind of like making excuses based on external factors as to why they did what they did and not taking any sort of ownership whatsoever, that type of shit pisses me off. No, absolutely not. But if they can actually come to you and take accountability for the things that they did, or the awareness that they may or may not have had in that moment, or the, you know, the things that they've said, and really come to you and truly apologize for that and say that they've been taking actions to become better and they will continue to try to be better, then it's okay to allow them back into your life. But you have to hold them to their actions, hold them to their words, and pay attention to their actions and whether or not they align with those words. You can't just let someone say some shit and just, you know, they say one thing and do another. No, fuck that. Absolutely not. Pay attention to whether or not their words are aligning with their actions, then it's okay to allow them back into your life. But it's also important to stay authentic to your true self, but still be open to new perspectives, because that's how you grow. And certain things may not be presented to you in the first, you know, interaction as whether or not they align with you. And it's a lot of like peeking in the window, like in my second episode, where it's like you peek in the window. If you feel that something is not for you, even though you've tried it before, that's okay. Just close the window and keep going. But you still need to be open to new perspectives, even uncover different values that you may not have had in that moment as you are in that instance right now. And that'll ultimately, you know, it may or may not add things to your set of values that you believe in that moment. So being open to new perspectives will allow you to grow as an individual and experience different things from different lenses that you may not have, you know, been able to do so if you've been, you know, super, super rigid and closed off to doing things outside of your comfort zone, if that makes sense. But even if you really don't have like set stone values as of right now, like if you're still trying to figure that out, follow your intuition, like follow your gut. Your gut, like any single time you feel that gut feeling where it's like, I don't really think I should do that, then don't do it. Like your body knows everything before your mind does it. Follow your body. Your body talks to you. You just have to pay attention to how it communicates to you. And once you can pick up on the ways it can do that, and you start to follow that and believe in that, you'll feel a lot more centered and a lot more comfortable with yourself. And you'll start to gain the confidence to stand in your boundaries and, you know, allow more flexibility and perspectives, and but still staying aligned to the stuff that you truly value to a core, if that makes sense. I was actually listening to, this is going to be fucking weird, but I was actually going to the gym like two, three days ago, and I was listening to Oprah, and she was like talking about how before her show blew up, the producers came to her with this idea, and she said that she didn't believe in doing something that had no purpose or had intent. She used the word intent, positive intent behind why they were doing what they were doing. And she asked the producer, why were you doing, like, what was the intent? What was the outcome? What was going to be the positive outcome behind this if we were to do this? And the producer couldn't give her like a clear, definite answer. And she was like, no, I'm not doing it. And she continued, and I think she said they kept coming up with different stuff to her, and she continued to stand firm in her beliefs because it didn't feel right to her. Like, she didn't really see the true positive intent, or she didn't feel the authenticity behind the decisions they were going to be making, and she stood firm in that. And like, I think she said the second she found an opportunity that did align with her values and she took it, that's when her show blew up. I don't know if that's, I can't remember if it was like verbatim, but it was something along the lines of that. And I was like, holy shit. Like the more you stand true to who you are in yourself, the less you're going to be veered off course. Because once you start to get, you know, off course, then you spend the majority of that time trying to find your way back. And depending on how far off course you were, it could fucking take a long ass time. So for me, I very much value honesty and vulnerability. That's why, like, when anybody lies to me, it is an immediate, like, the second, it takes nothing to be truthful. And it's like, if you feel like you cannot be truthful to me, you're gone. Absolutely not. Because it's like the base of relationships and friendships are built on trust. And it's like, if you cannot trust me and I cannot trust you, because if the words that you're saying aren't really true, who fucking knows what you're doing and saying behind my back? Absolutely not. No. Trust is the number one thing that is on the top of my list for anything. So relationships and friendships. And it's like, if the second you lie to me, it's over. And I very much state that. It's like, if you cross that, you're never going to hear from me again, because that is just the number one core belief that I believe in. And you can have a different core, like a different number one, but everyone has something that if you cross that, it's no going back. Like, absolutely not. And you need to stand firm in that. And I even believe, like, even trying to negotiate your way back into somebody's life when you break their number one belief, that's not even, I don't even see that as being possible, because that just means that you were not the person to be in, like, that was not the person for you in that life. The person was a lesson instead of a blessing. So that was a lesson for that person and a lesson for you as well. And some people are just blind and naive to it. They'll just lie. They're just pathological liars, or they just really don't give a shit. And that just means they're lost on their own path. And it's like, you can't help people that don't want to be helped. So it's a different lesson for both people. But as for closing remarks, like, it is just so important to know your value and live in alignment to who you are, because that allows you to live the life that you want to live and find the people that you want to spend your life with. And that just creates peace, because I very much value my peace. It's like, now in my age, like, I'm fucking 50, but I've just gotten to a point. I'm just one of those people. And this is why I feel so, like, outcasted sometimes, because I'm only 23. And it's like, I feel like I'm so mature and, like, set in stone and comfortable in my skin enough to not feel like I have to chase people anymore. Like, I just want my peace. And it's like, if someone's presence creates more problems than it does peace, then it's like, I don't really necessarily need you in my life. So it's like, having your values and knowing what you want allows you to be more centered with yourself, and you don't have to be constantly, you know, battling these battles that you don't necessarily have to be doing, because if there's more problems than there is peace, then that just means that person isn't for you. And you need to embrace the authenticity of who you are and give up the need for external approval. This isn't school anymore. We don't need to do, you know, we don't need to be liked everybody to get the gold stars anymore. Like, if you don't like certain people, I got a new job and there's this girl out there I already don't like. And I just met her in one day. And I was like, you're just not the type of person that's for me. And that's okay. No ill will against her. She's just not the type of person that I like to be around. And some people might just be like, well, you don't even know her. And I was like, well, I don't really need to get to know her, because, like, the things that she was saying and the things and the way she was saying things, it's just like, I just know that I don't even need to dig deeper, because I've just gotten so good at, like, spotting things and identifying things before you even, you know, get to the really in-depth full figure of them. And it's like, me even just having that quick interaction with her, I can already tell, like, I'm very good at, like, you know, picking up on nonverbal cues, and I don't want to be corny and say energy, but I am very good at, like, feeling out how that person is, not just towards me, but how they are towards other people. And it was like, even from that quick interaction, I was like, you're just not for me, and that's okay. And it's like, some people have that idea where it's like, you have to be liked by everybody, and like, no, that's not the goal, and that's also not realistic. So get comfortable with being not liked by everybody. You don't have to have external validation from every single person. Stay true to who you are, regardless of what anybody else says or what anybody else may or may not say about you, because a lot of it is, like, anxiety based, where it's like, well, if I, you know, say this and this is how I really feel, then what is this person gonna say? Who gives a fuck? Like, that's just your body's way of protecting you. Think about it like this. Every single time you've had anxiety or you thought about a situation that you thought was gonna happen, it either did not happen the way you thought it was going to happen in your mind, or it was nowhere near as severe as it was. And even if it was, you're alive today, are you not? So you've gotten through whatever challenges you've experienced in the past. So that just means you need to keep acting in alignment with who you are, regardless of the fear that comes up with, you know, possibly being rejected or not. Again, who gives a fuck if they don't like you? Do you like you? Ask yourself that question. Like, would you want to be anybody else? Like, I would ask myself that question any single time I felt, like, doubts about myself, and I would stop and I'd be like, would I want to be anybody else? And it was a very, very strong no, because if I can't be me, then who else should I be? So have that same belief. Who cares if they do not like you? That just means they are not for you. And that's that. I want to invite you guys to share your experiences in the anonymous Q&A it's in the link in my bio. I was going to put it in the show notes as well for the In Your Shoes. So share your experiences and stuff about like the people pleasing or being authentic to who you are. Share that. It's all anonymous, so I'm not going to be seeing any names or anything like that. So just share your experiences. The link is in my bio. If you like this episode, drop a like and a download. It really helps me a lot. Go ahead and follow me on Instagram. The link is in the bio as well. It's at JNCarmon. So JNCARMON on Instagram. But yeah, thank you for tuning in. And just remember to subscribe. Leave 5 stars in the podcast if you like the episode. And also share the podcast with someone that you think needs to hear this message as well. Because sometimes you just got to send something to somebody. They'll be like, damn, I needed to fucking hear that. So yeah, if you like the episode, leave a 5-star review, leave a comment, and share the message with someone who you feel he needs to hear it. In the meantime, I'll see you guys next Monday. Peace.